For 3 hours today, city officials are opening a closed-off relic of the 1964 World's Fair in Queens. It's to celebrate the 50th anniversary of the fair. A huge rotunda known as the Tent of Tomorrow and three towers are noticeably deteriorating after decades of neglect. WNYC's Anne Marie Fertoli reports there's plenty of nostalgia for the site, but no consensus on what to do with it.
You can see them from at least three highways around Flushing Meadows Corona Park, rising up like futuristic beacons. A giant metal circle on top of 16 concrete pillars, and three towers stretching skyward, topped by flying saucer roofs. They look like heralds of a new space age, but they were built for the 1964 World's Fair as part of the New York State Pavilion. World's Fair historian Pierre Montiel was there when he was 12 and was transfixed by the sight as he rode a packed number 7 train.
They looked like a UFO had landed in Queens. These buildings just stood out. They looked so out of place with the rest of New York, and people couldn't wait to get off the train and get on the ramp to get into it.
Montiel says the structures were hypnotic when they were all lit up at night. On the ground was a giant terrazzo roadmap of New York State. And affixed to those towers were elevators that zipped passengers skyward. The tallest of the three had an observation deck offering a bird's-eye view of the city. But for many parkgoers today, the site is a mystery.
It's like basically skeletal.
It looks more like a Star Trek type of thing, or some kind of scientific project.
It kind of looks like something out of a circus.
I think it looked really scary. It almost looks like a torture device.
Aside from a brief stint as a concert venue and a roller rink after the 1964 World's Fair, the pavilion sits idle. The metal frame is rusting, and a tarp with gravel on it covers what's left of the state map in an attempt to prevent further disintegration. But if you look closely, usually on a Saturday, you just might see a small group of painters wearing hard hats, rolling red, white, and yellow paint on the concrete walls. They're part of the New York State Pavilion Paint Project, and since 2009, they've been raising money and using a lot of their own to buy materials to spruce up the site.
This paint's going up on the mezzanine.
Like many of the volunteers, Eddie Gossett from Whitestone has fond memories of the World's Fair. He says it was a piece of his childhood, and watching the pavilion go unused for so many years has been upsetting.
If you live around here and you've been seeing these buildings decaying as they were, it's a heartbreaking thing to look at a building that has potential and just watching it rust away.
Some people say the pavilion could become a concert venue again, maybe even a space to rent out for graduations, art exhibits, or trade shows. Others want to reopen the towers and include a restaurant with a world-class view. But any of those options would come with a big price tag. A study by the Parks Department says it could cost more than $72 million to fully restore the tent and towers. Demolishing the buildings, on the other hand, would cost just over $14 million. Preservationists like Matthew Silva of People for the Pavilion says it's worth restoring.
You have this one piece of real estate that's not accessible to the public. It shouldn't be that way, especially when it's one of the most exhilarating pieces of real estate on the park.
But even if officials reopen the pavilion to the public beyond today's 3-hour event, it's not the easiest site to get to. You may be able to see it from the road, but getting there by car is tricky. And the closest 7 train stop is a mile away. Queensborough historian Jack Eichenbaum says there's a lot to consider besides restoration costs.
Most people don't want to tear it down, but on the other hand, where do you put your energy? Into things that will cost less and be more accessible to people, or into something like this, which will be expensive to restore and also has this transportation problem?
Still, the pavilion has a key champion in the new Queensborough president. Melinda Katz says if the city is willing to spend $14 million to demolish the site, why not put that money toward a restoration fund? She says the site is a symbol of her borough that deserves attention.
This is a piece of art that folks recognize as being Queens. You can't tear something like that down. In fact, we need to restore it, utilize it, and brand it.
Katz is looking for $46 million, perhaps from a federal grant, just to make the pavilion safe and accessible to the public. Until then, she and other supporters are hoping the Tent of Tomorrow's short reopening today will keep the momentum going and ensure its place in the future. For WNYC, I'm Anne Marie Fertoli.